Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here to have another wonderful evening of questions and answers. If you want to type something into the fast chat, go right ahead. And we'll first do some entity releasing for everybody. And if you're new to the program, just go to Creation Lightship Healing, click on it, scroll down, and bring up the light being. We'll activate this light being right now. We'll bring in the male energy. Again, we did it on the last show. So the males will come in tonight as we're doing the entity releasing. Remember, entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and these emotional bodies can come into our consciousness and live their life through us and actually take us over. So here we go. This depends how ingrained they are inside of you. They can come into physical pain in our body. They can come in and cause us more pain because they're bringing that energy to us. So here we go, taking away entities, and we're going to energize the light beams right now. So again, just sit back and relax, and here we go. They're being released from you. The light beams are being activated, so they'll be full on probably in about 10 seconds here. So here they come, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll work with the bottom of our feet. We'll work with our toes first of all here and take away entities. If you have any problems with your toes, maybe the bottom of your feet, anything like that, just put your consciousness there and also ask your spirit to help you out. Here we go. Now we're going up to our ankles and naturally up our legs to our knees, up to our waist, and we'll just continue on here. You might find your body changing energies. You might feel it getting warmer. Some people, when I release entities, their body kind of like shivers, maybe shakes a little bit as they come out, and if your body's doing that, that's perfectly normal. That's a good sign for you to let you know that, yeah, there is something leaving you. And your spirit is also doing this clearing, too. So it's just not the light beings that you're seeing on your monitor screen and or the light ship. It's actually your spirit also doing this, which is what you should be doing yourself every day. So that feels good. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. You should feel a little heavier now. Let's do a chakra alignment. And go to your heart center, reposition that, good. Throat chakra, third eye, and power chakra, second chakra, surround your navel, and first chakra, base of your tailbone. Doing alignment now, so heart chakra, going to open it up for you so you can actually feel more energy, be more heart-centered, and here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And a little bit lower now, we're going down to your solar plexus, power chakra below the heart. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, you should feel pretty good right now. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And here we go. Think of an elevator, 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart. I'm going to drop you down now. So coming down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just sit there, being heart-centered, and you should feel your body maybe a little heavier. You should feel at peace right now, so just relax and enjoy being connected to your heart center. Okay, we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. And hello and welcome, everyone. My fast chat link just went down, or I can't read it. It just kind of turned white. But I believe before that happened, I saw quite a few people on there, Sylvia and Rob and kids in Canada and Dulce, Annika and her kids, and Pauline, and I think Ed and Mike and Kimberly, and I think I saw Dreamer on there. So welcome, everyone.
Hi,
and,
everybody.
it's good to be with you. And I think there was, and it's great that the kids are with us, too. And I believe I saw something from Annika saying that she was experiencing or feeling that the energies were coming in stronger from the light ship now, and it sure seems that way to me. Also, can you talk about that a bit, Ron, about what's happening lately?
Well, yes, they are coming in stronger, probably daily, I would guess. They're able to take more control over the God plane, which is mass consciousness, the ETs, you know, mind-controlling energy. So they are working with that now. So you might feel yourself getting maybe more consciousness. You might have more questions now about ascension. You might have maybe yourself kind of having that interest where maybe you didn't have it as much 6 months ago. And so, yes, this is what's happening now, is that you're finally being freed up of all this extraterrestrial stuff that's out there, preventing you from understanding. Your spirit actually knows, but because it's been stamped here with a barcode and been here for so many lifetimes, you know, if you just figure that an average person has been here, we'll just say, 50,000 years, okay? So you figure maybe each lifetime is maybe, you know, 100 years, okay? So what does that boil down to? You know, you knock off some zeros here, you know, you have a lot of lifetimes, more than you probably wish that you could have, okay? So that's 500 lifetimes there, and you could have more. You know, what if you came in three times in a 100-year period? So basically, you've been here a long time, your spirit's been stuck here, and each time the ascension time comes, if you were not fully conscious, you got taken sideways off on a tangent, we'll say, to a different universe of the darkness, and you had no way to ascend because you weren't here. And so now you're probably waking up realizing what's going on. And then I see a question from Annika, and just reading part of it, it's hard to read the words as I'm doing this show here, but I think she asked why the light ship maybe comes or only comes every 2,000 years. Well, they probably initially never came because they didn't feel that they needed it. And so at some point they decided to come every 2,000 years to do their universal shift because the darkness was so ingrained in the universe of light now that they have to come to clean out the energies. I would hope that they would come every 1,000 years next time, but I think they're doing a lot of cleanup right now, getting rid of the darkness, so it may not be quite as bad. But still, you know, I don't think anybody knows, including the light ship, how big the universe of darkness is, because the light only works in the now. It doesn't do any real forecasting of the future. It just works in the now, and that's how it works. It just completely works in the present moment. So what can be manifested outside of that in the darkness, it has no control over. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think just like you said, anybody who's been here or who has awareness that they've been here before is really, or practically anybody alive can look around at what's going on Earth and ask themselves, you know, surely there must be something, you know, more, something that we're not getting here, because life shouldn't have to be so hard or have so much of the suffering and you know, negativity that happens here. So I think we're all ready to move on and get into a better situation. So I know the conference call that happened today was really wonderful, and I'm not sure if all of those that are listening have heard about the conference call, so maybe we can just talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, well, for me, it's I do quite a few of these, so they just allow you to have drinking water like the one tonight. Everybody receives 7 containers of water. Some people get maybe a quarter of water. Other people may get up to a gallon. And the water has special light codes on it, which will enable you to have healing properties to those. Also on the website, we have the special water activations, too, if you wish to do that. It's $1 for a container of water or $2 for, you know, a gallon. So it depends how much water you need, or you can do $70 for the month. And there's all different ways you can charge your water. You can put different properties of energy into it. So it's a very nice way to do that. But the conference calls are designed to help you, to get you into a higher state of consciousness. Now, the consciousness that you're coming into is nothing that your spirit doesn't already know, okay? Because your spirit already knows everything, unless it was, in a sense, brainwashed from the light, from the dark side, so it has to get reestablished in the light. But basically, you know, your spirit's okay. But what happens is when you go through the different healings that we have, it starts to awaken your body and allows your spirit to enter more of you, to come into more of your cells of your body. And they're only blocked because of judgments and the dark side energies that are put upon us by them. So this is what these conference calls are all about, is to get you into a better state of awareness and to reunite more with your spirit. So this is what's happening. Most people don't know that. They don't understand it whatsoever. Most people just think because they can think about something that is done automatically. because naturally the mind is powerful, but it doesn't work that way. You have to do the work to get integrated. And I'm sure everybody listening, if they had any sessions with me, know very well that after an hour session, their life has changed in that area of whatever we're working on during that session. So you can look at the different list of services if you wish. Just scroll down a little bit, and you can see them there. Click on them. They're also on the website, creationlightship.com, and you can read about different things that you might need. And you want to start off with the initial empowerment section to have your healings done. But there's so much that's coming forth now from the light shift as far as new type of healings, only because they're able to come down here, we'll say, to come more into this area of consciousness. Another way of saying it, they're able to come more into the darkness that we live in. Remember, we're living in darkness here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I wanted to welcome, there's some new names on the fast chat. I can see it again now, so I'm just reading. I want to say welcome to Chris and Marianne and Mitchell, Eleanor, Noella, Pauline. I hope I've got everyone's names. And Mitchell said that he tried the sample healing. He just heard of the Creation Lightship and tried one of the sample healings, so that's great. And maybe we can do a couple of samples right now, Ron, with some of the basic healings. Ron, are you there?
Yes.
Okay,
so
great.
If you're new to the program, we always do emotional healings first during the show. Maybe not first, but I try to always include them. Remember, you're dealing with emotions daily, so remember this is an emotional planet, and you want to have emotional clearing. So if you do this clearing either with myself personally or you go online to have it, you can get the unlimited one, which will allow you to do this whenever you choose to. And it keeps you up to date. So everybody has situations maybe once a week, maybe even daily, where you just don't feel like you're centered. So the emotional clearing will bring you back into that energy. And it takes away the trauma that your body has stored, which is what you're responding, reacting to. So this is a sample of the emotional clearing. And we'll go back. In fact, I'm going to do this differently. I'm going to go today. So I'm going to go from now. I'll go back 12 hours, okay? So this will be interesting. So it depends, you know, what time it is. And you might be sleeping through part of this here because it depends what time you got up today. So here we go. If you're back east, more than likely you were up, and you may actually feel this. If you're in, like, California, maybe you didn't get up till maybe 9 o'clock or so. So this will start at basically the same time 12 hours ago. So here we go, 7:30 in the morning. So here we go. We're going to start off at that time. So this will be the first hour, cleared. Second hour, cleared. Third hour, boy, I'm yawning. Some of you have some stuff. The third hour that you're awake. Oh, wow. Ugh. Well, this must be your maybe first hour or so at work. Four hours cleared. 5 hours cleared. 6 hours cleared. 7 hours cleared. I'm getting like solar plex energy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So this is why we have the unlimited on the website. So 7 hours cleared, and I'm yawning. Oh, man. So that would be, if you were in New York, we'll say back east, that'd be about 1 o'clock after lunch. So if anybody had a problem at that time, this should be released from you here. Okay, 8 hours cleared. 9 hours cleared. 10 hours. And 11 hours. And 12 hours. There we go. So just see how you feel, check out your energy system, and how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Oh, great. I'm feeling wonderful. And, you know, I just wanted to mention for those that aren't familiar with the emotional clearing, so when you are working with someone on the clearings, either privately or if they're doing it via the website, then you're clearing from the moment the clearing starts all the way back the entire lifetime to their conception?
Yes, that's correct. This is what Jesus did. He cleared everybody from when he worked on them back to whenever, you know, at the time they needed to be cleared, okay, which would be the same process as it is now. So that is correct, yes. It's the same healings, maybe a different format of it. We don't know what he actually did 2,000 years ago, but the emotional clearing is what was needed back then, just like it is today. So everything starts from when I start the clearing. Anything past that time, it's not cleared because there's no energy there to work with that. Remember, the light doesn't work in the future. It only works in the now, and it can go back with the recorded genetic cellular memory, the history of who you are that's stored inside of you. It can go back and clear that. It doesn't work in the future because the future isn't created yet. So back to you, Sylvia. And again, this is what where the fallacy is with the teachings of Christianity, is that they think that Jesus is still working on you, doing these clearings, or not necessarily doing them, but they think that he's there to help you throughout your life and from everybody that lives after his death, which is not the case. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, and like you mentioned before, for anyone who's interested in having all of their lifetime cleared, they just do the clearing with you or online, and then you can do the upgrade, which is available on your website, and then that way you can go online anytime you have, you know, had emotional things happen, which is pretty much any day on planet Earth, and you can go and just clear that immediately every day so that you never have to hang on to that old emotional energy.
That is correct, yes, uh-huh. And that's a nice thing that you can get caught up to date and you don't have to worry about, you know, I had my clearing, but what happened, you know, I'm 6 months into it and, you know, just get online and you do it. It's that simple because you need to get caught up to date continuously because you're bringing more baggage to yourself. Emotional clearing gets rid of your baggage, about 95% of it. And that's the wonderful thing about it is that once you're cleared. It doesn't come back to you. So back to you, Sylvia.
And then that brings up the question of how is it that we keep bringing this baggage to ourselves and how can we stop that?
Well, process. The only way to stop it is to be in the moment and not to tie into anything around you emotionally. And that gets to be kind of hard to do. You should be an observer. And when you're an observer, then you're actually more in the moment and the energy flows through you rather than getting stuck. And it gets stuck on you because you have baggage. So what happens is it resonates to you, the stuff around you, to what you haven't released yet. And that's how things get clogged up inside of us. So this is the best thing, is just to keep doing the clearings, and you feel better and better each day. Back to you, Sylvia.
So if we can be in a neutral state and just be in the moment and be heart-centered and just be, like you said, in observation mode instead of reacting, then as energy comes through, then it doesn't stick to us. It just keeps on going, essentially.
Yeah, what you want to do is let's say you have an issue with, what's a good issue, Sylvia?
Oh, boy, there's so many on Earth, heartache, stress, worry, finances.
Yeah. Let's take one with your boss. Everybody may have a boss problem. So you have a boss that maybe to you is a jerk. He may think of you the same way, very possibly, because you're resonating that energy between the two of you. But you start having your clearings done. You do an emotional clearing. And all of a sudden, what you triggered in him, because it's no longer in you, it won't be resonating to him. And then all of a sudden that energy is taken away, and he may not even look for that button in you any longer, and he won't think that you're a jerk any longer or something. So this is kind of how the energies work. And naturally, once you have a clearing, the people around you sometimes will just drop out of your life because they don't get any more mileage out of you, making you jump like the old term, spin on a hot griddle, you know, because they're no longer feeding off of your energy because you're not allowing yourself to go into their consciousness and allowing yourself to tap into an argument to be able to feel that you have the right to do that. And then you just start fueling the situation. And then along with that, entities come in. So all of a sudden, now you're like an entity exchange pool, and you're jumping from you to that other person back and forth. And life doesn't get too easily after that, and then you have problems. So once you get the energies out of you that cause these things, which are basically your emotions that you've recycled in this lifetime, then you feel much better. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right, we have a couple of questions on the fast chat. One is, for how long do you do the repeat clearing on the website?
Well, until you feel better. If you've had a lot of stuff, you may want to do it a couple of times. You know, that's up to you. You know, everybody has their own way of sensing energy. Some people are very, very sensitive, which means that if you're that type of person, you might actually maybe get hurt a lot quicker, a lot faster than somebody else. And you may really go into a tailspin very easily with something that's very simple or easily said to you. And so you may want to do this more often, maybe longer, because you may be more sensitive and you may go deeper with it. But basically, you know, it's kind of up to you. If you want to do it two or three times, you can. But you actually know when you're out of it, because all of a sudden you're in neutral. So the whole process is you feel neutral after the clearing, yes or no. If you say yes, then you're done with it. If you don't, then you just keep on doing it. And like I said, it depends how deep it's going in you, how much resistance you have toward the healing too. But it'll still work, and start taking that weight. It'll start breaking down the energies that is there. Remember, the divine never created you to suffer, to have traumas. Only the dark side gave that to you. And this is what we're running on, is traumas down here. So back to you, Sylvia.
It actually seems like it's so ingrained down here, the concept that trauma and suffering is part of life, and it's a learning experience, and it's how we grow spiritually. And, you know, it just seems like that's what people believe.
Yeah. The belief system here, spiritually, with the New Agers and the New Age information, is that you have learning lessons here. Well, that's what the dark side is giving you, is learning lessons. You don't really have them, but that's one way that they can talk about it. So basically, you're not here to learn anything. You're just here to be creative. And your creative energy is what you're supposed to be using daily, so that your spirit can express through you. So if you're trying to learn something, then you're just chasing your tail, because there's nothing to learn. All you're doing is getting yourself into a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you can be working on that forever. So just think of somebody who is angry all the time at someone else, and they keep thinking of that person. Maybe it's a past relationship, and they're really angry because that person hurt them. Well, they're just giving themselves fuel to cause body harm to themselves. And also, they're giving psychic attacks to the other person, and they're harming them too. And people can live their whole life being angry at somebody. And so what happens is you're just hurting yourself. Now, is that a learning lesson? Well, the day before you die, you might catch on. You know, you might say, yeah, I shouldn't be doing this here. You know, my body's dead. I'll be dead in a day. And I should get rid of that energy. But by then, it's too late. So for that aspect, that would be a learning lesson. But that's a dark side setup. Remember, you're not here to experience anything on the emotional level of consciousness. You're here to experience your spirit and love and joy. The dark side brought in all these traumas to you, which we call emotional densities, baggage, etc. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We had a question from Noella about how to connect with the twin flame.
Well, you typically cannot connect to your twin flame because you don't have the frequencies to do that consciously. I can do that for you, and I have a special clearing to bring in your twin flame. Some people actually have seen the twin flame physically on this planet, so on this planet you may be able to do that. But typically there's not very many twin flames here. I would guess there's probably less than 500 on this planet. So if you happen to have one, you're very, very fortunate. Typically, you're not going to be with your twin flame energy at all. They'll just come into your life and leave you, maybe give you a booster shot, so to speak, to kick your butt, and then from there, they're gone. So this is kind of what happens with the twin flame energies. Very few people actually are twin flames who live together. Back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, for the new people, could you tell us what the twin flame is, and then maybe talk about the clearing that you do that has the four steps that reunites you with your twin flame and other things?
Sure, yeah. Your twin flame energy is your other half. When you're first created, you needed a reflection so you could actually tell yourself where you've been and have something to talk to, basically. So after you were created, you went to your home base energy, and everybody created the same time that you were created goes there. And then from there, you pick up a life form on, say, a different planet or someplace where you want to go to in the universe of light. So you could be any type of life form, but when you come back to your home base energy, which you can come back whenever you choose to, you may bring the spiritual imprint of the life form. So let's just say that you went to a planet where there's all butterflies. Well, when you come back to your home base, you will appear to the other spirits there as a butterfly, because your spirit is equal to you, whatever you look like, it looks like. As a human, if you go to your home base energy, you're going to look just the way you look down here. If you happen to be an ant someplace, you'll be an ant energy. So when you go to your home base energy, you can visit your twin flame. And this is what the dark side has disconnected you from, along with your home base energy. So you're always searching outside of yourself for something down here, because you don't have those two abilities, the two connections to go there. And so what I do with one of my special healings, after you've had a few clearings so that you're able to hold the frequency to have your twin flame come to you, otherwise you cannot, because your twin flame is probably not in a negative situation like you are. And so you don't want to force this, your poor twin flame that could be a delicate butterfly, into this dense body of yours with all of these judgments that would just destroy it instantly. So you have to have some clearings done so that you can come and have your twin flame with you. So I do a clearing where we do this. We take away some of the planetary energies that are courting, taking away your life force, hurting your physical body. Remember, there's thousands of these energies out there, but we do 13 of them on the first initial set here of clearings. This is your horoscope, okay, basically, your astrological chart. And then we connect you to your home base energetically, so you can go there whenever you wish to. You can get your twin flame energy. And then we take you out of the karmic cycle here, the karmic loop, the laws of karma, your soul family energy, where all you have there is spiritual contracts and agreements. So it's a very nice clearing. We call it the 4-in-1 clearing. And a lot of people who've had it just are really grateful that they've had it, because they feel complete now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, we have a reminder from Kyle on the fast chat about the upcoming wonderful 4-hour conference call on the 17th of January, Saturday the 17th. Thanks, Kyle, for that reminder. And, yes, that's wonderful. If anyone has not been on it, it's probably one of the most amazing things you can do with the light ship. It's 4 hours of continuous healing on the light ship, with all kinds of ascension preparations that they do with you, in addition to healing and activating a week's supply of drinking water with healing codes in it just for you specifically. And that's coming up Saturday the 17th from 1 p.m. Pacific to 5 p.m. Pacific. And it's very easy to do. If you're interested in that, just connect with Ron before then, and you'll get a special phone number to call in on. Anything else you want to add about that, Ron?
Yeah, it's a great call. If you haven't been on it, just connect with me. You can pay for it on the website at $60. And like we said, it's 1 o'clock PST on the 17th. So it's a wonderful event. You're on the, and also you get a speakerphone. But, yeah, if you haven't been on the light ship at all and you're kind of curious, I'd say this is the call to go on. Just to have a lot of healing work done, because the longer you're on the light ship, the more they can do with you. And the time just flies by. It feels like maybe a half an hour goes by typically. So if you're trying to think of just sitting in one place, getting a sore butt or something on your chair for 4 hours, no, it's not like that, believe me. So just come on the call, and you're going to have a wonderful experience. Remember, it's up to you. The light ship is not here to be in judgment of you. It's not going to twist your arm because it gives you free will. This is the problem, probably what we have down here, is that the free will has gone amok. And so now they're trying to come back and help to get rid of the negativity that's come here. And the free will is really why the world is so screwed up the way it is here, unfortunately. So that's just the way I see this here. So either you have free will or you don't have free will. On this planet, we do not have it because the extraterrestrials are giving us so much mind control. So I should repeat that over again. The free will that we do have is causing us problems because we're tapping into all this stuff around us that's of the darkness. So that's our problem, is that we're connecting into dark energy versus light. And once you connect to the dark energy, you're always hooked up to it because they put their claws in you. And then they put energetic cords inside of you, onto your body, onto your spirit. And so the light shift has to come every 2,000 years to try to save itself because of what you have done to yourself by being connected to the dark side. And this is true of people doing energetic transmissions, bringing in the dark side energies, connecting up with vortexes, opening up vortexes and stargates and, you know, energetic grid lines, et cetera, is that you're bringing in the dark forces here, these ETs, and they're also mind-controlling you to do that. So if you're heart-centered in the moment, you won't be doing that. If you're not heart-centered, you will, because your ego really wants to think that it can do something for the light. And it can't do anything but screw it up. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, is there another sample clearing that you'd like to do?
Yeah. Let's do a feeling body. Here we go. We'll do the same thing here. And hang on. So 1 hour. 1 hour. This is the first hour that you're awakened. So 1 hour cleared. Oh, man. Two cleared. Now you can see if you're feeling the change, why you want to have this clearing done so you can get on the unlimited. 3 hours cleared. I'm yawning. 4 hours cleared. 5 hours cleared. 6 hours cleared. 7 hours cleared. 8 hours cleared. 9 hours cleared. 10 hours cleared. 11 hours cleared. And 12 hours. There we go. So I'll give you a more of a realistic problem that you could have. Let's just say that for some reason you're working and you pinched your finger in the door and it hurts like heck. So what can you do with that? You're naturally distraught some way. On the website, there's a pain clearing you can go to. And you can probably also, since you're probably frantic and very, very upset, that would be your emotions. So you can do an emotional clearing to get rid of some of that pain. Now, during the process of having the pain, what are you drawing to yourself? That's what everybody's saying, entities. So right away, now you're bringing in hundreds, if not thousands, of entities to where this pain is, okay, because they want to get that energy off you. So your emotional energy of being upset, and now your pain energy is drawing them all to you. You have this big flag up in the air, come to me, I'm here as a host, and you can take my energy. So they're going to come to you. So if you have these clearings, right away you can get healed quicker. So that this may have a good understanding for you. So let's do another clearing here, and let's do what can I do here? I'll do a trauma body. Hopefully nobody's had trauma today. So here we go. First hour cleared. I'm yawning again. There's somebody out there lives with trauma.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of energy there.
I can't believe this. 3 hours cleared. Listen, there's probably somebody out there worse than you, so just think of that if you feel this, okay? 4 hours cleared. 5 hours cleared, 6 hours cleared, I'm yawning again, oh man, 7 hours cleared, 8 hours cleared, 9 hours cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, and 12 cleared. Okay, what else can I do, Sylvia? Give me another one that people might need to have cleared. How about a mental clearing?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. We'll get our brain cells aligned here, the two or three that we have that are conscious here. So here we go. First hour cleared. Second hour is cleared. Third hour cleared. Fourth cleared. Fifth cleared. Sixth cleared. Seven cleared. I'm yawning. Eight. Oh, man. Eight. Cleared. Nine cleared. Ten cleared. 11 cleared. And 12 cleared. So if you feel anything happening to you during these clearings, that's an indication to you to get the clue that you need to have these clearings. So I'll say it again to you in case your implants went off and your mind's telling you no. If you felt anything happening to you during these clearings, these are what you need to have because you're dealing with these energies. So go on online and have the clearing done so you can do these daily in your life so you can feel better. So I hope that got through. A lot of times when I talk, especially at the expos, the implants go off in people. Remember, the implants are put in by the ET so you cannot hear me. And so people come to my lectures, my workshops, and more recently, a lot of people are hearing me, which is just wonderful. But in the old days, the people just didn't get it because the implants went off. The light chip wasn't here strong enough. And now it is here, so I'll get a lot better response, especially going to L.A. now and New York, because the light chip is here to waken people up for ascension. So they're taking away the darkness so that you're able to have a better connection to you, yourself, the divine energy. So, like I said, if you feel anything, you need these clearings. It's not a want, it's a need, because otherwise your body is going to die without having them, and you won't be able to do the ascension. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
I think another one that's really good that maybe people can feel when it's happening more easily than some of the others is the sensory body, because that one deals with that whole issue of being kind of overloaded with the energies that are around you. So maybe we could do that one.
Okay, here we go, sensory body. So this covers a lot. This is how your body reacts to the earth plane here. Here we go. First hour cleared, and I'm already yawning here. Oh, man. Somebody had too much to drink last night or something. Second hour cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared. Boy, it's getting heavy. Nine cleared, and 10 cleared, 11 cleared, boy, 12 cleared. Well, I'll do that one over again. 1 hour ago cleared, there's tons of energy here, man. 1 hour cleared, two cleared, three cleared, four cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared. I'll do it again. One cleared, two cleared, three cleared, four cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared. Remember, the dark side wants to keep you spinning and thinking about things in your life. And yeah, and when you're doing that, you don't really have a solution because you're caught up chasing your tail. Once you have these clearings done, then you're in the moment and you can think more clearly. So this is why these clearings are so important. Back to you, Sylvia.
I think it was Kyle earlier on the fast chat had someone had mentioned how wonderful the emergency clearing is that you have online, and there's probably people that have never heard about that since it's actually brand new. So maybe we could talk about that and direct people to that. Are you there, Ron?
Yes, the emergency clearing is just what it is. It's for people who have had an awful situation occur in their life. So I allow you to go on there a couple of times for free. You can go on the first time just to sample it. So if you wish to do it now, let's do that, since we have time on this show left over a little bit here. So I'd like everybody to go to Creation Lightship Healing, and I'm going to go to it myself right now. And just get on that, and I'm clicking on mine here. And now on the left side of the page, you're going to notice under the word healings, go down to the next box, it'll say emergency healing. And I want everybody just to click on it. It'll say instant help now. So just mouse over that and click on it. And right now, that page should come up for you. And what I want you to do is to type in your name. Go about maybe three-fourths of the way down on your scroll bar and type in your name there. And I'm doing that right now. And I want you to type in something maybe that happened to you today just to do this sample. You could also just type in that you want to have love energy. That'll be in the box underneath it. So I'm going to do that here. I'm going to type in love energy. And the light being is activated once you come onto this site. So I want you now to scroll down just a little ways further to bring the light being up after you typed in what you have there. And we don't need any real long terms there. I don't need a medical term that's, 25 letters long, to say you have a problem with your left foot or your back, rather than some type of medical term which may not even be spelled right. So just make it very, very simple. So here we go. Click on Start Emergency Healing right now. And you're going to see the timer counting down. And depending on what type of screen you have, you may want to bring the light beam up a little bit more so it's fully on your screen. And I'm going to put some music on, and you're going to be here for 5 minutes, and it will tell you when it's over. So here we go. Just sit back and relax, and you can experience this beautiful emergency healing. It'll be different when you have a traumatic situation. I'd like you all to read the information afterwards so you know how to use this particular page on the website. about a minute more to go here. In fact, I'll go about a minute and a half just in case people got on late here trying to find the page. So if you're only feeling heart energy right now, not in the mind. Okay, Sylvia, how was that for you?
Wow, it's amazing. It's just incredible to me to just feel that love energy so strongly. It just felt like there was a sun in the middle of my chest where the love was just pouring in. It's just incredible. Absolutely amazing.
So we'll see if you have any comments on the fast chat here. So you can use this two times free for the emergency clearings, and after that, if you can give a donation, I'd greatly appreciate that to help out for expenses. So this is your gift here from the light ship. And what next? I don't know how to too much more than that. I can see where I'm going next. Going to Los Angeles, L.A. Hilton. I believe it's the 13th of the month here, of February, that weekend, and I'll be in New York the last weekend of next month, or the previous following month, I mean, in March. I have six ARE workshops coming up. A lot of people just love those, so if you're interested, you can. We'll be sending out emails, and also just check me out at my booth there. In L.A., the booth number is 308, and New York, it's going to be booth 219 again. Have a light chamber in both locations, so it's be nice to see everybody. So if you're in the area of where we're going to be, just come by. I'd like to see all of you. So I'll turn it back over
Ron,
to you.
Yeah. Can you tell everyone, I think we have some new folks on who probably have never heard of the light chamber.
So the light chamber puts light into your body that has never been in it before. Remember, your body is an extraterrestrial life form, and this is why people are searching for DNA activations, because the ETs never gave us everything that we needed down here because they wanted to control us. So the light ship in the light chamber puts that energy back into you, puts the divine spark into all of your cells, along with a lot of instantaneous healing. When you go into the light chamber, you're amazed, because there's nothing like it down here. I can't tell you how great it is because I don't have words. But everybody who goes into it, I'll say 99% of the people, they walk out with a big smile on their face because it's that great, and it's a five-minute session. And we have unlimited times also if you wish to join up for that. And I get a lot of people doing the unlimited because they're at the expos for typically 3 days, so they can come in whenever they choose to have typically maybe a dozen or so different sessions throughout the days here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I think our time is actually up for this evening, so I guess we'll just mention that we'll be back on Friday. On Friday, we're on Station 2. BBS has more than one channel, so to speak. So you just click on Station 2, and we come on at 5 minutes before 7. All the shows on Station 2 start 5 minutes before the hour, so 5 minutes to 7 Pacific time. and then Ron again Saturday at 9 p.m. And Saturday nights are also very special because in addition to talking like we did this evening and sample clearings, we also go to the lightship so that you can experience what that's like. So I'll just say goodnight to everyone, blessings, and see you next time.
Okay, blessings to all of you, and probably see you in L.A., hopefully, or back in New York. So blessings, have a wonderful time, and like we said, Friday is another special night of healing, so just do come on, and we'll see you later.
Bye.